Boat wash, Julian speaking.
Hey, you trying to speak with Julian?
Yeah, who's calling?
Okay, Julian, this is Mike from Huff and Mazer. We've been in discussion with your partner, Peter, about a mobile application, if that's familiar.
Yeah, why are you guys calling my boat wash line?
Well, sorry about that. That's the only number we have of you. I mean, I left you an email as well, if you received that.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, no worries. What's going on?
Okay, so, Julian, you must have received the email from Peter where he mentioned that he's off to Florida with his dad because he's ill. And
Yes.
we wanted to, you know, have you take the lead from here and be able to, you know, get you in connection with other references. And, you know, if you want to have a meeting in New York, are you in terms with everything that's going on regarding the mobile application?
Yeah, I am, but I think Pete said he's putting things on hold right now because of what's going on with his father. Let me talk to Pete, but I, you know, his father took a turn for the worse. I mean, I think at this point, you know, we're talking through it, but his involvement is imperative. So, you know, and I have to help on his farm for the next, you know, month and change. So, you know, I get involved because I'm very close to the family.
Let me talk
to Peter. But yeah, I mean, you know, I think Peter communicated that to you guys, right? He was pretty clear.
Yes, he did. And, you know, I responded back to the email. I think you were in the CC as well. So I mentioned that, you know, the only problem I'm looking at with that plan is that we wouldn't be able to host you at the NYC office because, of course, you know, the office is not fully established as yet. And the team that's from our California office and Wyoming office, they'd be returning back to their offices for the vacation, right? I mean, for the holidays that are coming up. And then most importantly, Peter mentioned that, you know, at any rate, he wants to talk to our client references, and they would be moving out of their offices for the holidays as well by the time Peter returns. So we just wanted to see if you are available. I mean, if you, since Peter has to go, if you want to talk to the client references,
yes, I would love to talk to the references. Yeah, we can kind of keep the momentum going because who knows? I mean, his father could get better quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, like I said, I'm just finishing up. Peter and I, we work on a lot of different things. I'm in the middle of a real estate transaction in Booster, New York.
Right.
So I wasn't expecting this call. So let me talk to Pete and let's get together. To be honest with you, I know Pete was going to send an email. I haven't read it. I've been on the road all day, so I just need you to kind of bear with me a little bit.
Then we'll go
from there. But what number did you just call?
Well, we called the 361.
What number did you just call?
Well, we called the 361-282-2537. That happens to be your
number.
Yeah,
how'd you get that number?
Right?
Yeah. It's one of my businesses. But how'd you get that number? I don't think I ever gave you guys that number.
Well, we never got in contact anyway. So you know, this number is on our record, and it could just be Peter who provided the number to us because that's only how we could have gotten it. But I got it from my record.
Because I just want to make sure that because it's a separate business, so I just want to make sure that that's I just want to make sure that it's still working properly. I would have been confused if you were calling me and they came through as boat wash.
My apologies.
It's one of our other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want to confirm because we've had issues with this line before.
Okay. Well, Naya, I mean, this was just on my record, so you know, I took the liberty to dial the number
and see if we could connect with you. It's more for me because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't having cross ties with the numbers because we've had issues with it. So I just wanted I'm more concerned about.
Do you have a better number
sure
of yourself?
Number is working
yeah.
properly.
Uh-huh.
Do
you have a better
good.
Line for yourself?
Okay, so let me. So.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Do you have a personal line? Do you have a better number that I could call you at in the future just to make sure we don't call you at this line since.
Yeah.
This
let me send you. What I'll do is I'll send you an email because I'm going to respond to everything because once I'm going to take over. Let me have a conversation with Pete first, and then let me kind of take over from there. And then when I send you, I'll send you which number I want you to use going forward.
All right. So Julian, let me try and conclude this. I realize this is an impromptu call. You must be busy as well. So we just want to, you know, like you mentioned, we just want to keep the momentum going, right? So if you can just get back to me by email and give me a better time to contact you, That way I can put you in coordination with my references because we have to
Sounds
align them
good.
as well,
Sounds good.
right? So I'll let you go with
Okay.
that and you get
Yeah,
back to me
yeah,
by email, please. All right?
yeah. Okay, sounds good. All right,
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you, Julian. Enjoy the
All
day.
right, bye-bye. All
Thanks.
right, take care. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye.